You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds made it two straight victories over the Phillies on Wednesday night at Great American Ballpark. Final score 7-4. Cincinnati scored four times in the bottom of the sixth to take the lead. Santiago Espinal had a big two-out, two-run single to tie the game. Will Benson drove home the go-ahead run. Ellie De La Cruz drove home the fourth run of the inning. Benson also hit a home run. That was in the third inning. Ellie De La Cruz had three hits on the night. He stole three bases. Nick Lodolo gave up three runs in five-plus innings on the mound, but the bullpen did another good job. Emilio Pagan did give up a run in the seventh, but Fernando Cruz saved the day again when he stranded runners on second and third. Time to get some final thoughts on this game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Chris, great win for the Reds. They had to get up off the mat in this one. Spencer Turnbull had a fine start, but the Reds were able to knock him out after five innings, and they got the job done tonight against the Phillies bullpen.
I'll tell you, Tommy, you know, coming into this series, all we heard was about how great the Phillies pitching was and about how they were rolling right along, and the Reds didn't believe it. I mean, they were mowed down by Ranger Suarez the first night, but ever since then, these last two victories, really great team wins, where everybody seems to have a little bit of piece of it. And when you come from behind against a team like the Phillies like that, it is especially satisfying.
I can't think of a more exciting player in the game of baseball right now than Ellie De La Cruz. Three more stolen bases tonight. He continues to just wow you every night with something he does. He did it tonight at the plate and on the bases.
Getting better and better to the point where, and you said it early in the ball game, where you expect every time he comes into the game and at the plate or in the field, a ball hit near here, something great to happen, and it seems like that.
It's incredible what he's doing. And De La Cruz, three more hits tonight, three more stolen bases, giving him 15 on the year. Yid, back to you.
Thank you, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds knocked off the Phillies on Wednesday night 7-4, and now to the highlights. Nick Lodolo made the start for Cincinnati. With one out, he hit Trey Turner with a pitch. Turner then immediately stole second base. Alec Bohm then drove the run home.
One out, the pitch to Bohm, and he lines a base hit through the right side of the infield. Up throwing is Benson coming to the plate, and it's cut off by Encarnacion Strand. The throw goes to De La Cruz at second, and he will chase Bohm back and tag him out. So a nice job by the Reds there, but the Phillies get a run, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a team that does more damage in the first inning than these Phillies.
Philly put a couple of runners on base in the second but couldn't score, but they did add to their lead in the third. Kyle Schwarber walked to begin the inning, and then with one out, Alec Bohm delivered again.
Bohm last year, a 20-home-run year, and swung on, ripped right by the third baseman, Candelario, down the left field line. Here comes Schwarber around second base. Dusty Wathan's going to wave him in. Here comes the throw, and the relay by Ellie De La Cruz will not be in time, and Alec Bohm has done it again. He has driven in his second run of the ball game with a rifle shot right down the left field line.
Spencer Turnbull started for Philly on Wednesday night. He walked the batter in each of the first two innings, but no damage was done. That changed in the third when Will Benson, who was in the middle of a 1-for-21 slump, step to the plate.
Draft pick by the Detroit Tigers. Swung on, that is hit well by Benson. Going deep to right center field. It is up. It is way back and gone. Will Benson goes about eight rows deep in right center field. Had a slow jog around the bases. Hopefully that'll get his back going a little bit. 2-1 Phillies.
Nick Lodolo pitched a scoreless fourth and a scoreless fifth. He came back out for the top of the sixth. He gave up back-to-back singles to Merrifield and Sosa, and that was all for Lodolo. Lucas Sims came on. He struck out Christian Pache, but Johan Rojas got a run home.
Now the 1-2. Swinging a line drive over De La Cruz at short, and that's into left field for a base hit. Johan Rojas comes up large for the Phillies with an RBI single to left, scoring Whit Merrifield, and it's 3-1 Phillies.
Garrett Stubbs then grounded out, and that was all for Sims. Justin Wilson came on to pitch to Kyle Schwarber. He got him to pop up to end the inning. Here's the pitching line on Nick Lodolo. Five-plus innings, six hits, three runs earned, three walks, four strikeouts, a hit batter, 98 pitches, 56 of those for strikes. The Reds took the lead in the bottom of the sixth off Sir Anthony Dominguez. Christian Encarnacion Strand walked to begin the inning, and then with one out, Tyler Stevenson hit a ground rule double over the left center field wall. Had the ball not gone over the fence, CES probably would have scored. But as it was, second and third with one out. Jamer Candelario then struck out, but number nine hitter Santiago Espinal came through when the team needed him most.
Here's the 2-1. Swing, and there's a line drive to right, falling quickly. In is Castellanos. He can't get it. One's home. Here comes Stevenson. Throw to the plate is late. Espinal drops in a two-run single into short right field to tie it at three.
Stuart Fairchild then walked. That was all for Dominguez. Matt Strom replaced him, and the first batter he had to face was leadoff man Will Benson.
Strom delivers. Benson swings. He loops it into short center field, falling quickly, and it'll drop for a base hit. A run will score. The ball kicks away from Rojas. On to third is Fairchild, and he slides in safely. It wasn't exactly a rocket that we're accustomed to seeing off the bat of Benson, but he dropped it in a perfect place into short center field right between Turner and Rojas. It gets the job done, scoring Espinal, and the Reds have their first lead of the night. It is 4-3.
The Reds weren't finished scoring because next up was Ellie De La Cruz.
The 0-1, there goes Benson. Swing and a fly ball hit to center field, hit well. Rojas going back, he can't get it. It's going to bounce and go over the wall. A ground rule double for De La Cruz. Benson will have to go back to third, but Fairchild will score on Ellie's second hit of the night. 5-3 Reds.
It's a shame that ball went over the fence because Benson would have scored easily. Emilio Pagan took over on the mound for the Reds in the seventh. He immediately gave up back-to-back base hits. Castellanos then hit into a 5-4 force out, so the Phillies had runners on first and third with one out. Whit Merrifield was at the plate.
Castellanos off first. He's the tying run. There's a shot down the right field line. There goes Will Benson on the run, diving. I don't think he made the catch. It's a fair ball. One runner comes in, Trey Turner, and Castellanos will go all the way to third on an opposite field double by Whit Merrifield. And the Phillies are trying to come back. 5-4 Reds.
That was it for Pagan. Fernando Cruz took over on the mound. He struck out Edmundo Sosa for out number two, and then ended the inning against pinch hitter Brandon Marsh.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a fly ball to right field. There goes Will Benson to the warning track, reaching up, and he's got it. He hit it pretty well, did Brandon Marsh, but not enough to get out of here as Benson's able to haul it in right at the wall in right field. And the Phillies score one, but they trail by one.
The Reds added a big insurance run in the bottom of the seventh. Santiago Espinal was at the plate. Bubba Thompson was standing on third.
From the stretch, Soto checks the runner third to the plate. Swung on. That ball is hit hard to right field, right into the glove of Nick Castellanos, but deep enough for a sacrifice fly RBI, and Espinal comes through again.
Well, that wasn't a dink. That ball was a missile. Smoked it right at Castellanos, gets the job done.
I got it marked down as a sacrifice line drive.
That's what it was.
Brent Suter pitched a perfect eighth for the Reds. Ellie De La Cruz then manufactured another run for Cincinnati in the bottom of the eighth. With one out, he singled. He stole second base. He stole third base. And Spencer Steer got him in. Alexis Diaz then came out. He pitched a scoreless ninth inning, and that was that. The Reds win it 7-4. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 7 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, 10 left. For Philly, 4 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They strand at 9. Wilson the winner, 1-0. Dominguez the loser, 1-1. Diaz save number 5. One home run in the game. That was Will Benson, number 3. 3 hours and 4 minutes, 14,145 on hand at Great American Ballpark. The finale of this four-game series is Thursday afternoon. Right-hander Nick Martinez goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He has no record and a 4.76 ERA. Right-hander Zach Wheeler will pitch for Philadelphia. He is 1-3. His ERA, 2.30. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 12:40. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10. And once again, the final score on Wednesday night, the Reds knock off the Phillies 7-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.